Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to what we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast, Name That News. And look, I know I usually come in a little more excited. This is not the ASMR edition. This is because St. Patrick's Day was last weekend. And I know that everybody out there still nursing those sweet, sweet hangovers. We're going to take it easy today on you. We're not going to come in shouting. We're not going to come in full of fire and vitriol. We are going to give that headache just what it needs with another dose of news where we took little pieces out and you get to try to guess what they are. But, you know, we're going to be chill this week. I'm Mark Menard. My co-host Zach Clark is here as well. Zach, we're going to keep it on the down low this week, right?
Well, you know what I say, Mark. You talk about hangovers all you want, but you can't be hungover if you're still drunk. Welcome to my world, baby.
Well, maybe this will be a spicier show than I was expecting. So look, we've explained how it works. We've explained why we're here. We've explained how we think Odyssey loves us. So let's go ahead and get on with the show. Zach's going to lead us off this week. Zach, what do you have to get us into the right mood to do this program?
Mark, we're going to the Steel City. This comes to us from KDKA in Pittsburgh. Take a listen.
A truckload, 18,000 missing in California. A hijacked truck.
Alrighty, Mark, what was stolen in this semi-truck trailer? Is it A, Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads? And if you don't know who that is, one of the greatest hockey players of all time played for the Pittsburgh Penguins. B, Taylor Swift cardigan sweaters, you know, the ones that you would get at the tour stops that were all the rage for a while. Or is it C, backpacks for kids in need?
Okay, let me start by saying I assumed with a name like Jaromir Jagr in a place like Pittsburgh, he had to be a hockey player. So I appreciate the explanation. I kind of sussed that out on my own. Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads? I don't know how in demand that would be to steal, you know, a whole semi full of them. The Taylor Swift merchandise, obviously, hot commodity. Backpacks for kids in need? That is a scummy, scummy thing for someone to steal. And there's a lot of scumbags in this world. So I'm going to go ahead and say I think it's the worst possible answer because that's what we do here. I think it's the backpacks.
Mark, it was not backpacks for kids in need. It actually was Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. This past Thursday was supposed to be Jaromir Jagr night in Pittsburgh. And as sporting events do, the first X thousand fans were going to get Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. In fact, probably the first 18,000 because that's how many were stolen. So somebody somewhere has 18,000 of the same bobblehead, all of Jaromir Jagr.
Well, that's going to be quite the man cave when they're done putting all those up.
I mean, we have a stalker situation here, like somebody like a shrine to Jaromir Jagr. Should he be concerned about his safety?
I don't know. But look, we're going to move on and we're going to stay up in the Northeast. We're going to go all the way north in the Northeast, about as north as you can get and still be in the contiguous United States of America. We're going to Buffalo, baby, and WBEN, and an unfortunate confiscation.
On the line this morning is Tony Cavallaro. He is the owner of Albert the and has owned Albert 34 years. Albert was taken away, confiscated from you by the DEC.
So very simple. What is Albert? Is it A, an alligator, B, an alpaca, or is it C, artificial intelligence?
So, you know, artificial intelligence is all the rage right now, but there's one clue in there that leads me to believe it wasn't that. AI is not 34 years old like that, so I'm tossing that one out. I don't know how long alpacas live. I don't. But I do believe that alligators can live a long time. Because, I mean, what's an alpaca? Is it like a donkey? Like, in what family? Like a llama, right? Like, in what family do we put this? I'm saying it's an alligator, and, I mean, I love alliteration. These would all suffice that. So, yeah, I'm saying it's Albert the Alligator.
You know what? You are correct. It is Albert the Alligator. Albert was 750 pounds and 11 feet long. And was confiscated by the DEC, and now this gentleman was going on the radio to plead his case and get his buddy back, I guess, get his friend, his pet alligator back into his home.
Nope, can't do that. I'm sorry, because if it gets out, something bad's going to happen. No, thank you. But hey, look, what a perfect transition. Mark, this one comes to us from WWL in New Orleans, where you sit right now. It is also animal-related. Check it out.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Stephen, actually. I'm a member of the people. My colleagues and I do not feel that association was taking the needs of seriously.
Alrighty, Mark. What is this club this caller is referencing that he is a member? Is it A, CFS, Citizens for Squirrels? Is it B, PETER, People for the Ethical Treatment of Rats? Or is it C, Gecko United? And you know what the best part is? I got to make two of these up. I got to make up my own club. Which one is it?
This is from my neck of the woods. So I got a little bit of an advantage here, I would think, being down here in NOLA, in New Orleans. And there was a story this week that seems like maybe it could go alongside this, where the police chief came out and said that they needed to move to a new building because their old building was so dilapidated that rats were chewing into their evidence locker and eating marijuana and getting high. So we had very high rats in New Orleans, at least around the police station, I imagine. And that went viral. It was a big deal down here. They even made t-shirts with little cartoon rats that are like super high that you can go buy. So I am going to go ahead and lean on the local flavor. I'm going to throw out the other two, and I'm going to say People for the Ethical Treatment of Rats.
Now, Mark, first of all, where can I buy one of those shirts? I need two immediately. That sounds amazing. And, Mark, you're correct. It is PETER, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Rats. And in reference to your story, Mark, Scoot, the host of the show, was talking about that very thing, about the police department in the building. And this guy calls, and he says that he's from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Rats. And I'll tell you what, I Googled that. It doesn't exist. So I don't know what was going on there. But, I mean, it seems like, and you know, Scoot, I don't. That seems like the most spot-on call for a guy like him. It was bizarre.
As the Brits would say, I believe that caller might have been taking the piss. However you get your jollies, it ain't hurting anybody. You want to wait on hold for 45 minutes maybe and go on the air and talk about the club you made up. Hey, more power to you. Have a great time. Ratman, the Rat King. So, from New Orleans, now we head west to Dallas and a place where business was booming.
The set a single day record Wednesday with 26,433 people. That's 63 more than the previous record set back in 2013.
So thank you to KRLD in Dallas for the clip. Who had record attendance? Was it A, the Houston Astros spring training? Was it B, the Fort Worth Zoo? Or hey, St. Paddy's Day, baby. Was it C, Big John O'Malley's Irish Liquor Emporium?
Look, all I got to say is I hope C exists. I don't care if it's the right answer. I hope somewhere this place exists so that I can go to it. In fact, you know what Texas has that I love too? Drive-through liquor stores. I don't have to get out of my car. Fantastic. Fantastic. You know, Mark, the Houston Astros have been pretty good despite all that cheating. But the zoo, why the zoo? I mean, look, we all love the zoo, but like, was there something else happening that day at the zoo? Were they giving away money at the zoo? Like, I wonder why you'd have such a boom on one day at the zoo. But I'm going to say it's the zoo. Let's go for it.
You know what? Your gut is feeding you the right directions to go for these answers today. It is the Fort Worth Zoo. They had half price day. Half price day at the Fort Worth Zoo. And loads of people showed up. They set an all-time record.
Hashtag value. Let's go.
Yep. There you go.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So, speaking of value, we've already given you 4 questions and answers. Now it's time to give you a couple more. Well, at least 2 more questions, 1 more answer, because it's time for our cliffhanger question of the week. A question just like the other questions, except we don't pay it off immediately. You got to come back next week and find out the answer. So before we get to this week's cliffhanger, let's go back to last week and refresh your memory on what we talked about last week, and we'll finally give you that answer.
Alrighty, Mark, this one was mine, and like the first question of mine, it comes from KDKA in Pittsburgh. Here you go.
But yeah. I'm curious, and this is actually confounding to me. Do they know, can they feel that or sense that? You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty, Mark, we're talking about dogs here, but what are we talking about? Can dogs predict the weather? Do dogs know what you're thinking? Or can dogs tell time?
Alright, so we mulled this over last week. I've been thinking about it for 7 days. Do they know what we're thinking? To a degree, if you show up with a leash, they know you want to go for a walk. I think if you fill the bowl, they know they're getting fed. But in terms of the greater questions in life, I don't think that they know what I'm thinking. Can they tell time? No, absolutely not. I would say I think they can predict the weather because I've known tons of dogs that freak out when a thunderstorm is on the way without even hearing a hint of thunder for another few minutes or so.
Mark, the answer is C. They were talking about if dogs can tell time, and the vet they were talking to said no, but I remember reading this story in the New York Times a few years ago where this guy's dog would always be at the door at the exact same time when his son got off the bus, and he talked to a vet, and the vet said it was because of smell. The dog can smell very specific things, and so it knew when that boy's scent matched when he would come home, and so he knew when he could smell that level of whatever that it was time, and he could do it, and it was a thing. So I'm saying the doctor is wrong. I'm calling him out. Let's go.
But then you still can't tell time. He just can tell smells.
But they use the smell to tell time. It's like I use my watch to tell time. I don't tell watch. I tell time.
Okay. All right. I will roll with you on that. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and because you're my guy. So I'm just going to, you know, we're a team. So we're on the same page on that. Let's go to this week's cliffhanger question of the week. And for that, we go to the City of Angels, KNX in Los Angeles. Take a listen.
It is a growing trend. More are turning up on traditional network TV.
Mm-hmm. It's something we've actually been seeing a lot of.
So what is showing up more on network television? Is it A, sports? Is it B, streaming channel originals? Or is it C, adult content?
This is a good one. This is a good one. There's much, and we won't answer this, obviously, until next week. There's always so much talk about sports media and the future of the landscape. And, you know, for a while, there were football games on Twitter, and there's YouTube TV with sports. And you can watch sports on Peacock and on Hulu, and it's a big thing. The streaming channel originals is odd to me. That seems out of place a little bit. They don't share money. They don't share revenue. They don't share anything, really. The last one, when I was a kid, it was like after midnight, right? Or it would be those awesome like green and fuchsia squiggly lines and maybe you would be able to see something for a second, right? I mean, that was the extent of it for us. Channel 19 or whatever it was. I don't remember, but yeah.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, And there was a big uproar because NYPD Blue showed somebody's butt.
Dennis Franz was his ass. Yes, I remember this. And it's like, of all the asses, it's got to be his. His. Dennis Franz's ass.
Well, you knew it had to be artistic because it wasn't appealing in any adult type of way. So it had to be some type of artistic choice. And maybe that's how they did it. I don't know. It'd be like it'd be like putting my butt on TV. No one wants to see that.
But I remember that was a thing. And, you know, again, why not Jimmy Smith? Somebody else. Why somebody else? Nope.
We've shown our ass enough on this show for 1 week. So let's go ahead and shut it down. Let's go ahead and put a pin in it, and we'll come back next week for more. But for now, special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. Special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button. Bookmark us on your browser. Set a reminder on your calendar. And I forgot we're supposed to be quiet this week. Sorry, guys. But we're here every single week with another fresh, new episode of Name That News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.